USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI, the NTSB, and several other federal agencies all working together to try to determine the cause of a helicopter crash in California yesterday that claimed the life of former Lakers superstar Kobe Bryant, as well as eight other people, including Bryant's 13-year-old daughter. Scottie Pippen discussing his friend Bryant this morning.
We watched him come out of high school as a very raw, charismatic player. And he developed into, in my eyes, one of the greatest players that I've ever watched on the basketball court.
He was speaking on ABC's Good Morning America. President Trump's lawyers resumed their opening statements in the Senate impeachment trial today. They began presenting their case for the president during a brief Saturday session. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
There are now five confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States. As the spread of the virus continues to grow around the world, U.S. health officials are trying to calm fears of a pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Dr. Nancy Messonnier of the CDC says Americans need to be prepared, but there is no reason to be alarmed at this time.
The U.S. has faced multiple pandemics before of varying degrees and severity. We need to be preparing as if this is a pandemic, but I continue to hope that it is not.
Dr. Messonnier says the CDC is hearing from clinicians all around the world.
We want people to have a high index of suspicion and to call if they have a patient that they're concerned about.
American officials say rockets hit the U.S. embassy in Baghdad on Sunday. They reportedly slammed into the embassy's dining area. No one was killed, one person injured. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
At the Bucks office.
These streets, I never trusted anybody but me. I'm asking you, man. Bad boys.
One last time.
One last time.
Bad Boys for Life, starring Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, is still number one this week, bringing in $34 million. 1917 comes in at number two with $15 million. The Guy Who Talks to Animals, Dr. Doolittle, is at number three with $12.5 million. The Gentleman is at number 4 with $11 million. Dropping down to number 5, Jumanji, The Next Level, at $7.9 million. The Turning is at number 6 with $7.3 million. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, still on the charts at number 7 with $5.2 million. The literary classic Little Women, coming in at number 8 with $4.7 million. Brie Larson stars in Just Mercy, coming in at number 9 with $4.1 million, and Knives Out, still hanging in there at number 10 with $3.7 million. The largest satellite constellation orbiting Earth, SpaceX's Starlink, will be getting bigger with two planned Florida launches coming in the next few weeks, including an attempt on Monday morning. Weather is only 50% favorable for the launch. A backup time slot is planned for Tuesday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.